Okie doke. Post Halloween party episode went hard in the paint last night. So hard in the paint. Let's call her up. Let's do the damn thing.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. What's up with you?
You know, just been hanging out, really kind of taking a mental health day.
Oh, really?
Well, no.
Or were you hungover from Halloween?
Yeah, that's more like. But it sounds more professional when you say, hey, listen, boss, taking a mental health day, got to work on me. Instead of, hey, boss, I might be a functioning alcoholic. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Are you in Utah?
No, I'm back home.
You're back?
Yeah, it was a quickie.
I saw the Toon Squad costumes looking good, looking fit.
Thank you. Thank you. We were rolling deep.
Yeah.
The Toon Squad, it was like 15 people total. It was insane. Basically, like, everybody was coupled up except me.
Yeah.
I would count Olivia as coupled because she was toting around a Machine Gun Kelly cardboard cutout boyfriend all night long.
I mean.
So really, I was the only single person there, which is cool, cool, cool.
I take it that she was Megan Fox.
She was Megan Fox, yes, with the MGK cutout. He came to the club with us, all the things. My friend Kirsten went, and AJ, of course, he's my MC, and their significant others. I had a crew.
That's nice.
It was really fun.
You should have hopped on over to Studio City for the Hyle Adams bash.
Well, I saw that you ended up doing your party on Sunday, right? Yesterday?
Yeah. Here's the thing, because we told everyone Sunday, and then we were like, fuck, that's rude of us. Make everyone get wasted on Sunday and then have to like live their life on Monday and go to work. But by the time that we told everyone, we were like, should we move to Saturday? Everyone was like, well, we already made plans for Saturday. So it didn't matter. And by the way, like all of our friends are like entertainers or actors. So they don't have anything to do today, you know?
Or Instagram influencers.
Exactly. Podcasters. Yeah, yeah. People without real jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You're right.
But yeah, I got wasted face. I mean, what did you think of the costume, of our costume?
I loved it. I mean, your guys' commitment level to costumes is just unparalleled.
See, listen.
Because not only do you dress up, you get in character. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I love it so much, you know.
Actor. I think Sarah was much better than me. My only gripe was we couldn't find a really realistic beard.
Oh.
You know, it was just like, you know, from like Amazon whatever beard, and it just didn't look really realistic. If I had the better beard, I know this might have been one of the best costumes we've ever done.
I agree. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Really good, man. But I was having you should have seen me. I had to walk around all night because I had that beard on. I couldn't drink, so I had to drink out of a straw. I mean, and listen, Gandalf don't drink out of straws, bro. You know?
That's funny.
Yeah, but it was fun. We had a good time. We had some good peeps come over. The smoke machine turned the smoke alarm on.
Oh, and then that happened to me last year.
Ugh, and then that turned the alarm on. And then, of course, the alarm company called. And then I had to tell them my secret password, which, of course, I don't know. And I'm wasted.
This happened to me before, too. I know.
Oh, my God.
Did they send the fire trucks? Because they've done that to me.
No. I was like, bro, it's Halloween. We got a fog machine. And he was like, sounds like a rager. And I was like, it is. But don't come. Please don't come.
Yeah.
Good times. I love Halloween. It's my favorite one.
Oh, it's my favorite holiday. Like, I just love it so much. Aside from you guys, because obviously your costume was the best. But aside from you guys, who else had the best costume?
Well, so my brother, his wife is pregnant right now. And they did Handmaid's Tale where they both were pregnant women. And that was very good. And a lot of people... My brother always comes over early because he likes to hand out candy for the trick-or-treaters. And a lot of moms were like, that's terrifying. You know, like.
That's amazing.
And then my buddy Matt Shively, who has been on the podcast before, and his girlfriend, Ashley, they're both actors. She was the Joker and he was Two-Faced. And then they have a dog named Charlie the Bat Pig. So the dog was Batman. Theirs was really good. Did you see my Instagram story? I posted like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Theirs was great. Anyways, everyone was... It's good. You know, if you just try, that's all that I care about, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, so now we're back. And oh, I have an announcement. And I'm going to see if you... Oh. You're going to have to keep me honest here, okay?
Okay.
We're going to try No Drink November.
Oh.
With two caveats. Two caveats.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. And Sarah's birthday. When's her birthday?
Well, her birthday is the day before Thanksgiving. So that's... Fuck.
I got you there, didn't I? I got you.
Yeah. And Ben's wedding.
Oh, gotta have drinks there.
Come on. I got
gotta.
I gotta hang out around a bunch of bachelor people. I gotta get drunk. Come on.
So why are we doing no drinks November then at all?
Well, you know, I'm not ecstatic about what my body looks like with my clothes off right now. You know? Uh-huh. We all don't have metabolisms like you, Brandy, who now in your 30s, you're getting like even hotter and thinner and fitter.
It's the Tish Cyrus genes, I'm telling you, that she got thinner too as she aged, and I'm here for it because it's happening to me.
Yeah, well, it's not happening to your boy over here. So I'm thinking that maybe cutting back some of the alcohol might be a good thing.
Well, we can give it a try. It's all we can do, really.
Yeah. So yeah, so there'll be three caveats, but I'm going to do no drinks November.
Okay.
You want to start the show?
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
We should do it. Is it you or me?
I have no idea.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Let's go. Batch first or batch last?
Maybe batch first because it's fresh. I just watched it.
All right.
Well, we already heard your thoughts on the pilot, the episode one, right? Yeah. Like way they did handled the notes. You weren't thrilled.
You got to long con that out. I need... fifth episode with that guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So let's hear it. What are the complaints this time?
Okay. Jamie.
Yeah. Douchebag.
Total douchebag. And here's the thing. Like, I want Michelle to look strong and powerful and making the right decisions. I do want that. So don't take this out of context.
Okay.
But I want more people calling out Jamie for being an asshole. Like, I want the guys to do it more, you know? Mm-hmm. I want that. Mm-hmm. I need... I only got one scene when they finally figured out it was Jamie. You know, when they're like, what are you talking about? Like, the house wasn't like that. And he was like, well, you know, I just wanted to expose a monster, but I was in my room all day. So were you in your room all day or were you hanging out in the house? Like, I need more answers. I need people to fucking get in there, you know? But they got rid of him right off the bat.
He had to go.
I get it, but like, maybe one more episode. Can I get one more episode?
I don't know. He needed to go.
I know. And the other thing, Peter and Will. The jacket heard around the world.
Yeah, what happened to that?
You gotta let us have another episode with them fighting, guys. What are you doing? First of all, how does no one tell Michelle that he fucking threw the jacket in the pool? What? I don't even get to see Michelle be like, you're a fucking asshole for throwing that nice jacket in the pool, you know?
I feel like these guys, this group of guys, for the most part, they're all trying really hard to like be stand-up dudes. You know what I mean? They're like trying to be no drama. They're like, and it's like they've seen enough seasons or guys have done like made bad choices, right? And been so dramatic and called other people out and everything and picked fights. And they're like, we're not going to do that this time.
I get it, but the show's also facilitating that. Like they got rid of Peter at the end of the episode so you don't get more drama. They got rid of Jamie at the end of the episode so there's not more drama, you know? Like,
well, Michelle got rid of Jamie.
For sure, but listen, I know that this is annoying for everyone to hear like my now weird perception of it, but like you could have given him a group date rose to get him through. Obviously the producers don't know what's going to happen. But you had to see it was devolving pretty quickly, and we got to save him because I need a fight. I mean, not like a real fight, but I want an argument.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong about that or no?
I mean, you're not wrong about it not being super dramatic so far.
But here's the thing, and I think that's what I'm upset about. They have all the makings for great dramatics. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all the things. Mm-hmm. They're just not, we're not doing it. That's my thought. But what's your all thought?
Right. It's a little boring. But I didn't hate the episode.
Yeah.
There's a couple of the guys that like I do really like. It's just so funny to me. I don't know how they do it, but it's like night one, I don't think anyone's hot. And I'm like, everyone's pretty average. And then as it gets going, all of a sudden guys get hotter. Explain that to me.
Well, I think it's because you start to learn people's personalities, you know?
I guess so. I don't know. But there's a couple that I actually really like. And I do like Joe. He's so quiet. And it's like, that's either a really good thing or a really bad thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that could go either way. But I do like Joe. I like Nate a lot. I think he's very cute. I can't remember his name, which is not a good sign. But the guy she went on the one-on-one with, that's like, oh, I've never been the tallest or the most good looking,
oh,
but
Rodney?
I'm such a nice guy. Rodney, love him.
Rodney for Bachelor.
Love him so much. But like, it's one of those things where it's like, we love Rodney. He says literally everything right. But why is there a friend zone vibe? Why does the good guy always have to come with a friend zone vibe?
We've talked about this before.
I know. It's a serious, serious problem we have in this world with this male species gender. Like, why are the good ones friend zone vibes?
I don't know.
But they are.
Because women like a project.
Oh, I know.
And you know what? You don't need that noise. Ladies?
I don't want to like a project, but yeah, I do.
I know. I mean, look at Sarah.
It's true. Perfect example. Oh.
I know. Dude, Rodney is awesome.
Awesome.
Big,
love him.
Big fan of him.
Oh, is it bleached hair dude that kisses very disgustingly?
Yeah. Jamie kisses weird too.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie was really bad.
Like right off the bat, guys, if you're going on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you need to have someone like video you kissing just so you know.
That's, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Did you do that before you went on?
Well, I didn't kiss her. Remember? I was like, fuck, I'm not going to look bad here.
True.
I was always told that I was a pretty good kisser, so I just assumed. But now looking back, I'm like, thank God I held out, because everyone's got weird things. Matt didn't close his eyes. Jamie's like sucking on lips and doing weird stuff with his nose. Like, it's just getting...
It's weird.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough out there.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back, because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I was pretty pumped to see my buddy Glenn Powell was on the episode, though.
Oh, yeah? It's your buddy?
Well, you know, Sarah's friend that I've become friends with. So he texted me being like, so they asked me to be on The Bachelorette. And I was like, bro, you're in the new Top Gun movie. You shouldn't go on that show. And he was like, no. I was like, I'm like hosting a date. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you should do that. And he's like, what do I do so I don't look stupid? And I was like, bro, don't worry. There's going to be a bunch of guys there that are going to look much more stupid than you are. You'll be just fine.
Totally.
Going to that date, I was like, fuck, this is awesome. First of all, Glenn's awesome. They get to go fly in airplanes? Like, what? I almost died on a fireman date. They get to go fly airplanes, and then they get there. No flying of airplanes whatsoever. The only airplane we see is her get out of one, and then they put him in that gyroscope thing and try to make him barf. No one does. That's great. They make him do fucking American Gladiator shit. Has nothing to do with flying. So far, nothing has had to do with flying. I'm like, oh, now like whoever wins gets to go on the plane. No, they get into a car.
Not a well-thought-out date.
No.
Was there another date or was that it?
The spoken word date.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, that one guy is the only guy in the whole, of all guys who knows who that poet is. He was just
totally.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
the guy that made me fall in love with spoken word poetry.
Yeah, I know. Dude, did you come on the show like purely just to meet the poet guy? Like, you're so pumped. We started doing snaps for him after he finished. I was like, oh, my God, this guy. And then his poem was so good. So good. I was like, someone should have been like, you're not here for the right reasons. You're trying to grow your blossoming spoken word poetry, Maya Angelou. I'm not buying this for one second. Oh, man, that was funny. And then Jamie's weird parable that he tells up there.
The worst. I do think she's got some decent guys to choose from, and it seems like she likes a handful of them, you know? Can I just say, Michelle's wardrobe so far, oh my gosh, she looks incredible.
Straight up, like, Sarah made me make this note for the show to bring up her rose ceremony dress and how fire it was.
It was unbelievable. Like, best dress I've ever seen on the show, I think.
Gary Fettman is killing it. Good for him.
That's good. And she, whatever dress she had on last week, I loved too. So I was just like, man, we got to have a moment for Michelle's wardrobe because it's everything. Also, her speech, you know, she just freaking slayed the speech.
It's a little bit like she's always teaching class to me.
Well, she's a teacher.
I know. But like, she's like always kind of like, okay. So now boys, today we're going to talk about fractions. Do you know about fractions?
I get that. No. I do think it's endearing though. And I think she does a really good job of just like totally being herself. It's funny because like watching her on Matt's season, like I'm not sure I would have said that she would be a great leader, you know, like because when you're the lead of the show, that's what you're doing. You have to be the leader.
For sure.
But she's really killing it. I'm really impressed. I think she's just really doing a great job.
Yeah. She's too normal. I'm sorry.
See, that's why I like her.
I know. Chris and I used to talk about this all the time where, you know, I'd always make the joke, you know, you never let me be the bachelor. And he was like, you're too fucking normal.
Yeah.
You can't have a normal person be the bachelor. You got to be a kind of a weirdo. And I think that's what's happening here is she's like kicking people out when they're supposed to be kicked out. Like she's seeing red flags. She's too normal.
Yeah.
I do like her. I like her the most.
Mm-hmm.
Then I like Rodney. And then I liked that Peter made Will cry because he threw his jack in the pool.
Oh my God. Poor Will. I like Will.
Oh, bro, dude. You know, he came back. All his bros were like, bro. Bro, did you cry for a jacket that you got that day? Bomber jacket.
And he's like, yeah, I wanted the screen time.
I know, but.
Come on. Tears equals screen time. Duh.
I know, but cry not over a jacket. You know? Like just toss that in the dryer. It'll be good in a couple minutes, you know? You'll be fine. You think she's going to get engaged with anybody?
I don't know. I'm starting to lose hope for this show.
Also, Clayton, can we get this guy a new suit? It's just the worst suits. You're the bachelor? I don't know what's happening here. Gotta get him a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've barely paid any attention to him. He's just like not even on the radar.
Yeah, he must come in like heavy in the back end of this season because
I guess so.
Or maybe he's not the bachelor. Like that hasn't been officially announced. That was just like leaked by Reality Steve or whatever. So who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's Greg. Yeah.
I think everyone's forgotten about Greg.
Maybe it's Blake Moynes.
Definitely. It's not. It's definitely not him.
Coming in for season 57. Is that enough batch?
I think so.
All right, let's get into it. You got some fave things, bro?
Bro, I don't know. Did I talk about it last week? I've been watching In the Dark.
Yeah. You talked about it last week. You're loving it.
I'm almost done with it. Yeah, I'm like, I like the season for sure. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of dragging on. Like, this fucking girl, Jess, has been missing for like episodes on end now. Like, and I'm just like, all right, I'm done searching for Jess. Like, are we finding her? Is she dead? What's going on here? Let's move the plot along. I'm a little frustrated about the missing Jess storyline. I'm not done with it yet, but I'm like ready for it to be over because I'm bored with Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cruising right along through Succession, but I have not yet made it to an episode that makes me feel like it's one of the greatest TV shows ever.
All right. I mean, to each his own. Do you like it?
I mean, it's fine. I like watching it on the plane when I have literally nothing else to do.
Wow,
it's the only reason I'm watching it. But
right. You do realize it's won like every award.
I know.
So I'm not wrong in saying that Succession's good. Like I feel attacked here a little bit. And I know I'm not because of Emmy Awards.
I mean, I just need it to pick up. Like, we get it, like, the dad, like, is never going to die, and, like, his kid hates his kids, and, like, they're never going to win. Like, how long can this go on? I don't know.
Well, 3 seasons, at least. I'm all caught up on season 3.
Uh-huh.
So good. So good.
Is the dad still alive?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's not going, dude. He's a bull, dude. He's not going anywhere.
I mean, yeah, he's never gonna die. That's,
and he's also
figured that out real quick.
Such a good actor.
Well, yeah.
For everyone that's not caught up with Succession, and maybe I shouldn't do this because of you.
Well, I can mute while you give your 2 cents.
Yeah.
I can take my headphones out.
Yeah. Okay. So let me real quick just like go through what I think's going, what I want to happen in Succession this season, but I don't know what's going to happen. So if you're not caught up with Succession, maybe fast forward a minute. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Wave when you're done.
Okay. I will. Okay. Guys, first of all, cousin Greg for president of the fucking world. Okay. We were, so Sarah and I were talking about it. I'm like, who is going to win this thing? Like, do you think that Kendall's going to end up getting the company? Here's the thing. At the end of season two, when Logan tells Kendall, you're just not a killer, and then Kendall goes and he exposes the company for all their wrongdoings, you're like, oh my God, Kendall is a killer. But this last episode where he bitches out, but in that interview goes and hides and he leaves, I was sitting there with Sarah and I was like, Logan was right. Kendall is not a killer. So who is going to be the heir to the company? And I'm telling you this, don't think it's going to be Roman. I think he's just too wishy-washy. I don't think it's going to be Kendall because he's not a killer. I don't think it's Siobhan because he doesn't have enough business acumen. I think it's either going to be three options. Connor, because how great would that be? Just shows you, like, you could just be a dipshit and you could run a company. Seeing all the time, okay? Love to see Greg do it, but I don't think he will. I think what's going to happen is that Tom's going to get it because Tom is going to let himself be a sacrificial lamb, and then Kendall's going to be like, no, dude, you can't do that. I wouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it either. And then Tom's going to go over with Kendall, and then he's going to take over Kendall because Kendall's not a killer, and Tom will be the head, won't even be a Roy in leading it. And that's what I think is going to happen. And I just love that show so much. Tell me what you guys think is going to happen. Tom or Connor is going to be the guy that takes over. That's what I think. Or Logan will never die.
That was more like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know who I hate on that show?
Who?
Tom. Fuck Tom. Like, can he go away?
I hate him. It's so funny if you listen to what I just said. Like, I talked about.
I literally hate him so much.
Why do you hate Tom? He's the best.
Oh, he's just so mean to the kid, and I'm just like, he like thinks he's funny and he's not.
Yes, he
just seems like the kind of guy that I would absolutely despise if I knew somebody like that.
Do you like Greg, cousin Greg?
Yeah, he's fine or whatever. I'm obsessed with Shiv, obviously.
Yeah.
He's fucking badass.
Yeah, Shiv's great. I love Tom. I love cousin Greg. I love the older brother Connor. I love Roman Kiernan Culkin.
Oh, like, he's my fave.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Anyway, stick with it, man. The show is good. The show is just good, and I cannot wait for. I can't wait to see who gets the company.
Dad's never gonna leave. He's never gonna die.
Keep watching. He doesn't have to die to lose the company.
Well, that's true.
Finished you.
Oh, I never did. You know what? It really lost me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
did
man.
You think? Did you love the whole season?
Yeah, we finished it in like really? 2 days. Anyways, yeah, you was great. I mean, I love how they were able to. Continued to do it, you know?
I mean, yeah. And I guess there's going to be another season.
Yeah. Well, you would know that if you've watched the rest of it, because you would know how
it ends. I'll watch it.
Oh, man. Anyways, you is great. Well, here's the thing about you. Penn Badgley spends more time in the VO booth doing his voiceovers than he does actually acting in that show. I mean, I can't imagine how much VO that guy's got to do. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But you is pretty great.
Did you ever watch the HBO documentary about the Way Down Workshop cult?
No.
It's called The Way Down is the documentary. You haven't seen this?
No.
Okay. It's about a freaking quote unquote church in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Now it's, the girl with big hair.
Yeah, the girl with the hair, and they have this huge church in Brentwood, but it's obviously a cult, and they did this documentary about it. So Gwen Shamblin is like the cult leader or whatever, but she died in a plane crash. And basically this documentary like has all these people come forward and just reveals that there was like a lot of like child abuse and like kids were dying and stuff like crazy shit. I haven't watched it yet. It's downloaded for me to watch tomorrow on my flight, but it's so crazy to me because I worked at Jay Alexander's restaurant here for 3 years in high school.
Yeah.
And the Shamblins came in to eat at Jay's every single, like, whatever it was, like Tuesday night for dinner. It was like eight of them. and it's the whole family. And they'd all come and they'd sit at the same table and they would all order the iceberg lettuce salad. And it was just an iceberg wedge with no dressing or anything because their whole thing is circled around weight loss and like being skinny. Is that's their whole church is about that. And we would just make fun of them and everybody dreaded when they came in. Nobody wanted their table. So now it's like the shambling table. And Noah and I went to Jay's last week for dinner and we didn't even have to ask. They just happened to seat us at the shambling table. I loved it.
What number table was the shambling table?
41.
Yeah, there it is.
41. So if you're into it and you are in Nashville, go to Jay Alexander's and ask to be sat at table 41 if you want some haunted juju vibes from Gwen Shamblin.
Isn't that funny that like you will always remember, if you've worked in the service industry, you will remember what every table number was.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, like at Bricktops where I worked, table 42 was the worst table you could possibly get. That was always whoever the worst server was got table 42.
It's insane. But anyway, you love a cult documentary, so you should check that out.
Love a cult.
Love a cult doc.
And, you know, I don't even know how to say this. Those big churches, you know, those big televangelists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. You know, it's not for me.
I'm not buying it.
It's not for me.
Classic.
You know, it doesn't seem like, doesn't seem like that's the way, if you ask me, you know, but to each his own, do what you want to do. But it doesn't, to me, doesn't seem like that's the way.
Do what you want to do, but don't start killing children.
Yeah, no, maybe just
because
don't.
Your church tells you to. That's probably not a good look.
Maybe don't kill children, you know? Maybe don't do that one.
Maybe don't lock them in a trunk and they suffocate to death.
What?
You know?
Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened.
Jeez.
Actually, I was told that some parent like put their kid in a trunk as punishment and like when they closed the trunk, like it hit their head so hard that it killed them. Like that it was like a head injury that killed the kid or whatever. But, and then the parent was like, yeah, Gwen told me to lock him in a trunk if he was misbehaving. I don't know.
Wow.
Like, that was their belief. So I was like, all right, so I got to watch that.
Yeah. Well, you see all these stories of these people who have these like, you know, these mega churches who like fly around on private jets and stuff. And you're just like, what?
That's because they pay no taxes.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Nuts.
Maybe don't. Maybe, I mean, listen, do what you want to do. But I don't know. You know, maybe don't cook it. Don't, you know. So a couple days ago, we were invited to attend the roast of the Jonas Brothers.
Huh.
And so, great. Big Kevin guy over here. Everyone knows. Hashtag justice for Kevin. He's my boy. Texted me up and said, hey, man, we need some butts and seats for this thing. We'd love to have you and Sarah come. And we're like, yeah, sure. Great. So we had to sign some sort of, you know, like release or whatever to like be on TV. We're thinking like we're just going to be like in the crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we are on stage behind their wives. So both Sarah and I have so annoying laughs, really, really annoying. So it's just you're just probably going to hear a lot of us just cackling behind the wives, but also kind of weird because, you know, like they're all making fun of everyone and, you know, like they go in hard on Kevin because like, you know, he didn't have a solo career or whatever. And like right behind Danielle and I'm like dying laughing at these jokes, but I'm like, I feel kind of bad. You're like, you know, is this rude? Anyways, that's not my story. The story was we had to get COVID tested, right?
Uh-huh.
Which makes total sense. So we get to sets where they do Dancing with the Stars and we get on there. We show them that we've been vaccinated and they're like, great, you need to get this test real quick. It takes 15 minutes to take it. And then, you know, you sit on the sidewalk and wait for a minute and then you can go. So we take the tests. They're like, you know what? Let's get you upstairs so you can hang out with all the guys. I'm sure you're fine. So we go upstairs. We're hanging out with freaking the Jonas Brothers and like, you know, Priyanka and Sophie and Danielle and like, you know, it was like crazy and so cool. And we get up there and they're like, take your mask off. You're fine. Like you got tested. You're fine. Like, you know, whatever. Let's have a drink because we're all hanging out. And at some point, some gentleman comes into the green room and he goes, excuse me, are you Adam Wells? And I go, okay. And he goes, hey, I need to talk to you outside. And I was like, okay. So I walk outside and the woman who had done the test was like, so I don't want to freak you out. You need to put that mask back on.
Oh.
Your test came back inconclusive.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. I felt like a little bit like I was being attacked. She was like, when was the last time you got a COVID test? And I was like, well, 6 days ago when I came back from Africa, but I haven't like left my house since then. And I'm And then I started defending myself. And I was like, and I'm vaccinated. And like my fiance's immunocompromised. So if, like, if I had it, like she would have it. And she was like, well, you know, we're going to need to get another test from you. So let's go downstairs. So I go back down. Okay. Mind you, the show's about to start. So Sarah comes in. She's like, well, I'm going to go sit in the seats because we're on the fucking stage, dude. And I'm like, okay, well, hopefully I'll be in soon. So I get the test. They're still like, you know, have you felt any symptoms? Like, what is going on? And I was like, no, I feel fine. I went on a 5-mile run today. So I wait 15 minutes. Everyone's like staying away from me. There's like all these tents where they're doing all these tests, right? And the woman who like came and got me, she comes out like maybe 15 minutes later. And everyone that's working the little tents that I'm sitting around, she gathers up and she goes, hey, guys, everyone come over here. She takes everyone over to the side of the tent so I can't hear them. And I'm sitting there thinking, holy shit. I have COVID, okay? And I was just in there hugging Sophie and high-fiving Joe God. And everything. And I'm gonna fuck me the guy. I'm Agent Zero over here. I'm gonna get the entire Jones Brothers COVID. I'm gonna fucking ruin the show. Kenan Thompson's gonna die probably. Pete Davidson's not gonna be able to go. I'm gonna ruin everything. They pulled everyone aside. I'm sitting there sweating, being like, holy shit, I'm gonna have ruined this entire thing. The woman comes back out after a little meeting and she goes, bad news. Okay, first of all, when you're waiting to get a second test after inconclusive, maybe you don't open with bad news as a joke, but she goes, bad news, you gotta stick through the show. Let's get you in there, kid. And I was like, wait.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, you're fine. And I said, dude, what the fuck? And she was like, what? That was fucking scary. And she was like, what? And I was like, you took everybody away from me and you hid them to the side and you had a meeting, which I assumed was about how I had COVID and I had fucked this entire Netflix production up. And she goes, oh no, sweetie, that wasn't about you. Well, what the fuck did you take everyone away from me? Jesus Christ, lady. So when you watch the Netflix special and you see me sweating my nuts off behind the Joe Bros wives, it's because I thought I had just given everyone COVID.
That is so insane. Good story, though.
I know. You have anything else?
I mean, I'm watching Grey's, you know, out of pure obligation.
I listened to your episode with...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I heard you and Olivia talking about how, like, Grey's is, like, not it anymore.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. It's like, why not just end it when it was good so that people can say how great it was till the end of time? Like, I don't love the way they're going out with this show, but, you know, I watched it out of obligation. I just have to. Also, Big Sky. I like Big Sky. I know people like to shit on Big Sky. I know you're not into Big Sky, but it holds my attention. It keeps me coming back for more.
All right. I do want to watch Dune tonight.
Oh, yeah. Noah. I started watching that with Noah, and I was just too tired to watch it, but it looks really good.
Yeah. Oh, the other one that I started. You know what's back? Another Life.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've been waiting for that to come back. Yeah. That makes me so excited to get on a plane tomorrow.
Here's what happened, Brandy. I started watching Another Life. Sarah, like hound dog, could sniff out that I was doing something without her. And she called up, she's like, what are you doing? What are you watching? And I was like, just started Another Life. She said, no, I have to watch that with you. So I watched like 15 minutes and then I had to stop. Anyways, I'll come back to you guys about that one.
I love that so much.
Yeah. She got like a sixth sense, man. She gets so upset if I start anything without her.
That's fair.
I know, but it's just like, you know. But you can catch up and then we, you know, we can meet somewhere. Like you can have your show. I can have mine. No. We have to do everything together. So much so that like if we go on a plane, she'll be like, what are you going to watch? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't scrolled through. And she's like, well, then you tell me what you're going to watch. I watch the exact same thing as you. And I'm like, well, you can watch whatever you want. You get your own TV over there. I'm watching what I'm going to watch. You can watch what you want. No, we have to watch the same thing together. And she goes as far as to try to get to press play at the same time. So it's happening at the same time on a plane.
I love that.
I got a least favorite thing.
Oh.
I got a bone to pick. All right.
All right.
And listen, I love Postmates, okay? It mm-hmm. has really allowed me to be my worst self, okay? Mm-hmm. It's allowed me to never have to put on clothes, take a shower, meet friends. It's great, all right?
Yeah.
And Postmates, I'm sure you guys are listening to this show, or maybe you are considering being a sponsor, and then this might hurt our chances of being a sponsor for you guys, and then we're going to DoorDash, whatever. But here's the thing. Postmates, do not have me put the tip before the food comes to me, because that's not what a tip is. I tip afterwards to say, hey, you did a great job, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not giving you 15 to 20%, guy, and you forget the fucking fire packets. Taco Bell, okay? You had one fucking job, guy, and you didn't get Diablo, all right? So now I want that money back, because that's, you didn't deserve that, you know? You fucked it up. You fucked it up, and you can't ask me to give a tip. And I also, I don't even know if it's true, but I have a feeling that they see the tip. So I want to give a good tip so that it gets to me faster. They're like, oh, well, Wells, you know, he tipped 25%, so we got to get to him faster. I don't know, but I assume that's what happens. So I can't give them less than 20% because I want my food to come promptly. And if they, you know, I give them 15%, maybe they're going to spit on my food, you know? No. Postmates, unfair. You need to have the tip thing happen afterwards, like Uber does, you know?
Yes. Agreed.
Get it together, guys. Can't do that. I'm happy to tip, but not before. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. A tip, that stands for to ensure promptness, okay? Now, you can lollygag your lazy ass all over town getting my food to me if you've already got the tip, you know? You're like, well, fuck, you already gave me 20%. I can chill. I can take a stop at my cousin's house and smoke a bowl or something, you know?
To ensure promptness.
I heard that once. I'm not sure if that's true because then it would be TEP because it wouldn't be well, I guess you could say like I'm insuring, like you buy insurance, you know, so it could work.
It could.
I don't think it is right, but it could work.
Oh my God. Too good.
I got to give credit where credit's due. That was a Sarah Hyland bit. Not a bit. She just started bitching about that to me. And I was like, you're so right. And I'm so stealing this. I want to put my own Wells flair on it. But that was a Sarah Hyland bit.
That's amazing.
We're trying to figure out, like, for the holidays, like, what's the play these days?
What do you mean?
Hear me out. You ever hear about those, like, rich families that would, like, go to Hawaii for Christmas?
I think that's a genius idea. My mom and I have tried to get our family to do this for years. And nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, I think I want to do it.
I think you should do it because the alternative is for everyone to come together in somewhere boring and just fight the whole time. Like, I did. Why not go on a great vacation?
Well, and it's also like, it's not like it's like going to be like a white winter in Studio City. You know, it's just going to be fucking hot. Well, why don't we just go to, but here's the thing. Is it cheaper then? Like, do you get deals if you go during Christmas?
I doubt it because I think more people probably do trips than we think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I might be that guy. I might turn into that guy.
I would love to be that guy.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like staying in the US or like international Christmas?
Well, we just went to Africa, so I'm not doing another really long flight.
Because I was thinking like Jackson Hole.
Funny you say that. We were talking about for Sarah's birthday doing like a wintry thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to do like a wintry thing, but I don't partake in the skiing anymore because...
You don't?
No, because I broke my leg in college. And so now the bindings fuck up it hurts and I'm scared to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I just drink up there and, you know. Yeah. It was probably go to Mexico, you know?
Why are you always going to Mexico?
I love Mexico. One of my favorite things. It's the best. And listen, I've gone...
Is it?
Yes. I've got, the only problem is sometimes I get sick, but other than that, I'm sorry. Mexico gets a fucking badass rap. Okay. The food there is amazing. The people are super nice. The beaches are great. It's really cheap and it's so close to get to. It's literally everything you could possibly want. It's like going to Palm Springs, but guess what? Half the price, better food, less old people.
All right. I don't love Mexico. It's just an app for me.
Oh, man. You haven't been to the right places yet.
I guess not. I mean, Tulum was meh. Cabo was meh. Like, I just don't really. It's just no.
Do you have any Muzaks?
Let me see.
Well, while you're looking, I saw that War on Drugs have some new tunage.
Love them.
Love some War on Drugs. This is a song called Change. That's War on Drugs. Song is called Change. I guess the title track to the new record. I want to write a movie and have like the War on Drugs be like the soundtrack.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorite bands to listen to when I'm on laughing gas.
Yeah, I know. You told me that before. It's a little like Bob Dylan and a little like Dire Straits.
Yeah.
I think it's a holiday song, but Vance Joy put out this.
I saw it too.
This Fairy Tale of New York. I was digging on it. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Classic Vance toy.
Yeah.
They got cars big as bars. They got rivers of gold. When the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on that cold Christmas Eve, you told me that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome, you were pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they'd howl out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks, they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. And the boys of the NY PD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, I love him. He's great. I do have one. I've played her before on the pod. She's a friend. Her name's Taylor Bono. Do you know her?
Yeah, we've played her before. She spells her last name weird, right?
Yeah, B-U-O-N-O. She's got a new song called Stay the Hell. I just love her.
Sacred places where they don't know your name. You know I wish you well, but stay the hell out of the way of my career, cause I got so much at stake. I mean it when I say I'm finally in a place where I wish you well, but stay the hell out of my new life.
I like her.
You know what else somebody told me to watch that I needed to look up?
What?
Apparently there's a Meek Mill documentary on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Oh.
Might download that for the plane also.
Did you ever get into Mason Jennings?
No.
I was a huge fan of his. And I saw he's got some new music out. This is a song called On the Brink that I was kind of digging on.
In case you didn't notice, in case it wasn't clear, you have never touched a thing that I hold dear. Now my life's a movie on every blazing screen. Your life is a footnote.
Anyways, Mason Jennings is awesome. Look into his old stuff too. He's really good. Sad Bastard stuff. You know how I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you want to go?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to close this out with some Junior. Did you ever get into Junior?
Can't say I did.
Man.
They used to be called
They used to be called Dale Earnhardt Jr., but then Dale Earnhardt took exception to that. So they had to change their name. Also, Dale Earnhardt, you should be so lucky to have a band named after you, you know?
This is true, yeah.
If there was a band called Wells Adams, if there was a band called Adam Wells, I'd be pumped about it, you know?
You would?
Especially if they were good, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So Dale Earnhardt, pump the brakes on your race car, if you will.
Wow.
All right. Let me get out of here.
All right.
I so badly want to have a drink, and now I can't because I said the no drink November
thing.
You sure
can't. It's November 1st.
I know. Getting big into teas, by the way. So.
Really? We'll see how long that lasts.
Big in teas. Robois tea from South Africa.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys.
Love y'all.
Bye, Brandy.
Bye, Wells.
See you later.
I was on vacation. Bye. Off the coast and drifting too far. The compass.
this wasn't working. Couldn't find my way back to shore.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.